Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Chaf, the last daf of the first parak, last first daf of the second parak. We're going to talk about the first Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the second parak, about sleeping under a bed, and we're going to get into sleeping under a bunk bed. Sleeping in a bunk bed in a sukkah, is that a problem? So the Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to sleep under a bed. Hayashin takas amita b'sukkah lo yotze dechavaso. Somebody sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, one is not yotze. Why isn't one yotze if one sleeps in a bed, under a bed in a sukkah? So Rashi tells us, the ohel mafsik beino l'sukkah, because the ohel, the top of the bed, if you sleep under a bed, the bed is mafsik between the roof of the sukkah and the person. The ikr, yeshiva says sukkah, achilev yeshiva shena, and it says yashen, not ochel v'shosa, because of shena is ikr. But that's the first line of Rashi. Rashi says there's a hefsik between the person and the sukkah. You might say he's in the sukkah. No, he's under a bed in the sukkah, and that is not good enough. We'll get back to that by the Shem soon. But the Gemara continues and says, "Ay v'haleka asara." But how can you say it's a problem? There isn't 10 tefachim high between the bed and the floor. Tirgam Shmuel b'mita asara. No, there is. There is. That's what we're talking about. That the bed under which he is sleeping is 10 tefachim high, and that is why it is a problem of ohel. And that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Tuf Reish Chav Zayin Sif Aleph, the first sif. First, there's one siman about Yashen Basukkah, right? Sleeping in the sukkah. We're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. But here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hayashi Dachazamita Basukkah, Imhu Gavoa Asara Tvachim Lo Yatza. If the bed is 10 Tvachim high, then it's Ohel for these purposes, and he is not Yotze his mitzvah. But fascinating, the Ramah adds in one line before the Shulchan Aruch says something. The Ramah always adds in something after the Shulchan Aruch adds. Yeah, yesterday we had a line where the Ramah added in, but who do you go by in terms of determining for the Schachmatz? But here the Ramah adds in four words at the beginning of the Siman. Sarech leishev ba'avir ha-sukkah. You have to sit in the airspace of the sukkah. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, if you sleep under the bed, it is no good. So the Mefarshim wonder, what is the Ramah adding? What is the Ramah adding? He's mocked and maligned to the Shulchan Aruch. Tzorach leishev ba'avir ha-sukkah. So there is really a machlokas rishonim. What is the issue of sleeping under the bed? Sleeping under the bed. What is the issue? Machlokas rishonim. If you look in the riff on Daf Yud, Amar Aleph and the Daf Yeriff, Tirgam Hashmua b'mita gvo asara tfachim. Fine, that's the Gemara. But then the riff adds in, Tekivan d'gvo asara tfachim, shehu shir sukkah, since that's the shear of a sukkah underneath the bed. Nasis kesukkah betoch sukkah. It's keilu, it's a sukkah under a sukkah, and therefore only the top sukkah is going to be kosher. The bottom sukkah is not going to be kosher. V'lefichach lo yasi dechavasa. That's the sheet of the Rif, and that's the sheet of the Rambam too. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Perak Hey, Halacha Chav Gimel, of Hilchas Sukkah, we know shofar, lulav, and sukkah are all put together in the same set of halachas. So if you look in Hilchas Sukkah, Hey Chav Gimel, where it's all the parak all about the inyanim of Pesach, Mita shebesoch ha-sukkah, im gavo asar ha-tvachim, ha-yoshiv tachteh lo yosu yechavasu, mepnei shi kesukkah, ki, it's not actual, but it's like a sukkah, bitoch sukkah. In a case, remember we had the case earlier, four different cases of sukkah, tachat ha-sukkah, both pasul, both kasher, one pasul, but this is done by the one where the bottom one would be pasul and the top one would be kasher. This is sukkah, tachat ha-sukkah, and therefore that is the problem. But if you look in the Balamor, the Baal Amar on that daf, the Yudam and Aleph and the daf Yerif, the Baal Amar has a different shot. The Baal Amar, the Ma'ar HaKatan, he quotes the Rif, Tirgam Hashmo v'mita asara, Kazav Allah Rif Zal, Tekivan, the Gavah Yud, Shushir Sukkah, Nasas Kesukkah B'toch Sukkah, V'chein Pirush B'kila B'verek Rishon, V'ein Lashon Pirusho Bazeh Nachon. I don't think this fits into the words. V'kach Chayel Olomar. No, this is rather what the shot should be. It's not a sukkah under a sukkah, it's a bed. Kivan de gavoa asara havi le ohel bifnei atzmo. It's an ohel. It's not a sukkah under a sukkah. It's a separated ohel. The einze omed bitzel sukkah ella bitzel ohel amita. You're not in the shade of the sukkah. You're in the shade of the bed. It's not a sukkah under a sukkah. You're in the shade. You're in the tzel of the ohel in ohel amita instead of being in the tzel of the sukkah. So lomai nafkamina. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It sounds like it's a machlokas whether it's a psul daraisa or a psul darabanan. Right? The Rambam, the Rif, they say sukkah tachas a sukkah. It's a problem. That sounds like a psul daraisa. The Baal Amar, that you're not in the tzel of the sach. you're in the sale of this of the mita, so that could be a psul derabanan. The Taz says maybe the Rama now is referring back to our question. What is the Rama adding by adding in those four words at the beginning of the siman? Sarach leishev pitzel. Maybe he's referencing the second view. Right? It sounds like the Balamar. You have to turn the Tzel Sukkah and not in the Tzel of the Mita. So maybe that's what he's referencing. The Taz says, Zehetek Miloshan Atur. He says the Ramah quotes this line from the Tur. Shemizeh Atam Pasol Tachas Amita. Lefishein Yoshe B'Tzel HaSukkah Ela B'Tzel Ohel. Velo Karif Varush. Shekasvu atam davi kesukah tachas asukah. Kama shekasvu aram b'shem raza. Like the Ron quotes from the Raza, Rav Zerachi Alevi, the Balamor. De'ein v'schach pasul mishum sukah shetachas asukah. U'besim mishalofneza kasavti shizeo gamkin atam apukta b'laitish b'nadeos shebatur. So the Taz says maybe that's referencing this second view. If you look also in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sarach Leishev, Hikdim Bazeka de Leida. Hatam biyoshidach zemita with the lo yotze. The reason that if you sleep under a bed, you're not yotze. Sheino yoshim b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel oel. You're sitting in the tzel of the oel, not the sukkah. Shar hatziyun Rashi v'ran Rashi v'ran v'shem raza. So he quotes Rashi. We quoted Rashi before. De oel mafzik b'ino the sukkah. Right, you're not in a sukkah under a sukkah. The oel is mafzik. Right, the Rashi sounds like the Balamor. And continues the Shart Siyun, Va'ain Bebach Shekasav, De Laharif Vaharash Hatam, Hu Mishim De Domel Asukah Takasukah, Hu Min HaTorah. That sounds like it is Daraisa. Ulatam HaRazah, Hu Mi Derabanan. The Valamar sounds like it is Derabanan, so that could be a Nafkamina. That could be a Nafkamina. If the only Sukkah you have, do you make a Bracha? Do you make a Bracha on the Sukkah? If that's the only place where you could eat. Varprim Begadim Mefakpek. The Efshad the Gamla Rifa Rashi Rak Derabanan. It could be the Rif and the Rambam also are saying it's a Psul Derabanan. But that is the suggestion. There is another Pshat given for the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah is saying that even if it's not 10 tfachim, there's still a lachachila not to be under it. If it's under 10, so then that's like sukkah sakha da sukkah. But if it's not 10 tfachim high, so that's not in the Gemara. The Gemara says there's only a problem if it's 10 tfachim high. But maybe even if it's not 10 tfachim high, there's still a lachachila not to be under it, but in itself sukkah mamish. And what is that? Maybe he's referencing the Yerushalmi. Which Yerushalmi, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of this siman, Tafresh Chav Zayin. So he quotes, as we saw, Kishem Shasukkah Tzricha Lios Tachas Avir HaShemayim. Just like the Sukkah has to be under the heavens, Kemochein HaAdam HaYoshev VaYoshin B'Sukkah Tzorach Lios Tachas Avir HaSukkah Vo Tachas Avir Acher HaMafzik Bein HaSukkah LaAdam. Just like the Sukkah has to be under the heavens, the person has to be under the Sukkah. Lefichach, and that's why we learned that if you sleep under the Sukkah, under the Mita, it's no good. And Ukinah B'Gemar Kshavita Gavoh Asara Davi Oel Chashuv Bifnei Atzmo, and you'd be under the ohel and not under the sukkah. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, Aval Kishena Gavoa Asara, but if it's not 10 tfachim high, many of our beds, most of our beds, are not 10 tfachim high off the ground, 32 inches, whatever it is, 80 centimeters. So in those cases, so then it's not going to be a problem. From our Gemara, it's not going to be a problem anyway. Right, it could be under the sukkah. Or a table. What if a table is not 10 tefachim high? Sometimes somebody, you sleep in the sukkah, and some of your body, or maybe some people have to be under the table, because there's not enough room in the sukkah. So, is that a problem? So again, the mikra din, it seems like if it's not 10 tefachim high, that it's not a problem. Because it's not an oel, like the Gemara says. Kshena gavo asara lo chashina lo mishum de lo chashiva oel. V'yav agav, and then the Aruch HaShulchan adds in, important lines. V'yav agav dehu oel lakam edvarim, and even though for other areas of halacha it is an ol even less than 10 tefachim high, kishu rechava tefach, if it's a tefach wide, kimola tuma, v'chayotzi bazeh, even though it's an ol for other areas of halacha, v'stam mita rechava tefach v'yoser, and a stam of a bed, even though it's not 10 tefachim high, but it is a tefach wide, mikamako means that ol gomor live tule la ol de sukkah. That's not an ol gomor to ruin the ol of a sukkah, elam kinu gavo asara, unless it's 10 tefachim high, to kain mefurish b'shash, that's what the Gemara says. And then the Aruch HaShulchan adds in one line. V'yaf al pisha b'Yerushalmi mashma lehedya v'af be'ena gavoa asara. And even though it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that even if it's not 10 tefachim high, still it's a problem. Mikol makom b'shas shalanu eino kein. But our Gemara doesn't say that. Our Gemara says that it's only if it is 10 tefachim high. And so maybe, some suggest maybe that's what the Ramah is referring to. Maybe the Ramah adds in those four words. Sarach leshi b'avir asukah, even if it's not ten tefach amai, there's l'chadchila not to do it. Okay, either way, this is the Shulchan Aruch, the 2 days is in the Rishonim, what the Ramah might be referencing. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan also discusses, just the next if discusses this Machlokas Rishonim too, v'da, the yesh b'Rishonim sh'amrud zeh rak d'rabanan, avamida raisa yatsa, te'enu olamita mevatel ol d'sukah, v'alamar, avalokin das harif, v'harash, shukasukah tachas d'sukah, he assumes that is d'araisa. V'vadeh ain't kavanasam d'zeh mamish din sukah tachas d'sukah, because sukah tachas d'sukah you learn from a pasuk, el kavanasam the pasul tachas d'amita, havi d'araisa, ki pasul sukah tachas d'sukah. It means ki, it doesn't mean that it is actually sukah tachas d'sukah. Fine. What about now, let's get into the issue that we started off with, what about a bunk bed in a sukah? Is that a problem? Is that a problem of either issue? Of either the Rosh Rambam Rif, that it's like sukkah taka the sukkah, or the Balamar Rashi, that it is not sitting in the cell sukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch, so now we have to remember something that we had back on Daf Yud, and that is the Shulchan Aruch says here in this Siman, right, this is the Siman about sleeping under something, Taf Reish Chav Zayin, Siv Gimel. Right, we spoke about the different types of beds we had earlier. So we said if it goes like only two poles and there's a curtain that goes on it and there's not a tefach wide roof on top, that's nothing. But what if it's one? Let's say there are four, like a canopy. So said the Shulchan Aruch before, if it's 10 tefach amai, it's a problem. What if it's less than 10 tefach amai? So then the Gemara had earlier, we had on Daf Yud Amud Beis, we had that maybe if it's kavua, then it's a problem even if it's not 10 tefach amai. Right, we had all of the kinofos and the naklitin. So the Gemara said on Daf Yud Amud Beis, shiny kinofos de kvii. Right, and it's an oel lahafsik even less than 10 tefachim. Even less than 10 tefachim, because it is kavua. And that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Chav Zayin, the same simon. Siv Gimel, ha'etz ma'yotzim me'arba rashi amita, if you have poles coming out of four edges of the bed. Aser lifros alehen sadin v'lishon tachtav. You can't sleep under it. Afilu im einam gavoa masar, even if it's not 10 tefachim high. Why? Why? Says the Mishnah Berura, ha'inam en amita ulamala. 10 tefachim from the bottom bed to the top. To the top of the canopy, v'atam shechmir b'zeh mishum to kviyeh b'chozek, because it's kavua, it's stuck in there. Kamosha kasavnu v'avagav demita gamkin kavua, and even though the bed itself is kavua also, so you might say the bed itself shouldn't have to be 10 tefachim high off the ground. Mikol makom eina asuya lishon tachte ela al gabah, but that's only made to be slept on, not slept under, and therefore that's only an ol if it's 10 tefachim high. But if it's made to be an ohel, so then if it's not ten tefachim high, if it is kavua, it would be a problem. That's the next Shulchan Aruch, right? We just read Sif Aleph before, and this is Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, Sif Beis is the Kila, and Sif Gimel is this situation. So says the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, right? Okay, contemporary this century, right? It was Nifter a number of years ago. About the 20 years ago, said the Shuvas Kinyan Torah in Chelek Hey Sif Simon Aleph, first Simon in Chelek Hey. Bidvar Tachas Amita Mitos Habunio Ze Al Gav Ze Hanachon Lishan Bahem Veim Besuka. Right, if some they have the what we call a bunk bed, is there a problem? Mashin is Tafig and Motu Lishan B'Mita Tachtona Ulamala Yashin Acher. Somebody wants to sleep in the bottom bed when somebody's sleeping in the top bed. Kama Ochlenu Mashkin Tachas Amita, like food under a bed. The quote, there also shora, the ruach ra shora alehem. Right, this ruach ra, so that's a separate issue, ruach ra under a bed. What if you have something in a bunk bed? So it's under the top bed, on top of the bottom bed. Ubekama mostos shitzar alehem amakom osenkeim. Right, some places where you're not enough room, you need bunk beds to fit all the kids in. Vevi raya meiresh parak beis to sukkah, biyosh dachat amita besukkah, the tepek leite belavachin ami aser. Raksiel Masha Kasafti Vashuvas Kinyan Torah, Chelek Beis, to Mamakam Kadosh Kasukah Loshayak Ruach Ra. So maybe in a sukkah you don't have to worry about it. If you have a bunk bed in a sukkah, Mitzad Ruach Ra, it's not a problem because there's a Makam Kadosh. So there's no Ruach Ra in a sukkah. Vim Kin Babayas, yes, sir, but in a house, it would be a problem to keep food there. Okay. Ka'ez Yeshlomar, Dekal Dover, Shenaasel Tamish Tashmishi B'nei Adam, Ein Lahem Rashus Livgoa Bazeh. Says the Ruach Ra doesn't get in if it's made for Tashmishe B'nei Adam. Right? When is Ruach Ra? If you put food where it's not supposed to be, in the area of, it's not our topic now, but it's the same shuva. If you put it in an area which, only the shade to go, usually under the beds in the days of old, that was just dark and nobody, we didn't use that for anything. So that's where it would be a problem. But if an area is made for, usage of people, imkeina mitos ha'elu asuyin mitchila. He doesn't think that there's any ruach ra in that situation. V'ayin darkei tshuva b'shem mili dechasidusa de'ishlama de'ein chashash rak b'mita sheba tinoka v'lo mita asuya l'shein, right? A mita that's not there for a bed that's used for sleeping. But if it's used for anything else, so then it would be okay. Now I got it. Sorry, I was just the Rashi Tevis. Right, b'mita sheba tashmish hamita v'lo b'mita ha'asuya l'sheina bilvad. Afilu shal isha ein chashash b'mita shal ish kil yoser. Okay, different types of beds. Ochlan mashkin. That is not our issue. But the next paragraph. Amnam mashikasab d'imish hetel lishan b'mitos ke'elu efshar leftoch ba'ayas hashena besuka bim ein min tachtes hamita shal gavze yud tvachim kimavur b'simen tavreish chav zayin harizeh bevadai. Ein lahatir besukah dezelo adiv meitzim ayotzim me'arba rashi amita. As we just said, the mavur sham besif gimel dover lefer sadan alehen felishin tachtav afilu einim gavo asar tvachim. Says the Kenyan Torah, it's a problem because even though it's a good chance that there isn't 10 tvachim from the bottom bed to the top bed, but still it's like this case of sif gimel, it's kavua, and therefore it would be a problem to sleep under. Sleep in a bunk bed. If he's a belu amito zel gavzeshem, mitchila nasu lisham bahem imkain hayashim mitachas mitachares lagabav ein yashidachas asukam and pashut. It is pashut that it is a problem. Most assume that it is not so pashut. Most assume that it is not a problem because if you look in that Mishnah Berurah that we just read before, what did the Mishnah Berurah say in Sif Katan Ches? Under the bed is not a problem because it's not meant to be used. Right, the underbed is not a problem. It has to be 10 tefachim because even if it's kavua, it's only if it is meant as an ohel. This top bed, is it meant as an ohel? Is it meant as an ohel? It's meant to fit in another bed so somebody else can sleep on top of it. Right? It's not meant to be used as a dafka and ohel. You want an ohel for the bottom bunk bed? No, you just can't fit. And therefore, you put another bed on top. So the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Zayin Simen Lamed Vav says, as first as maybe you'd say it's totally on the machlokas we had before, the Riff and the Rambam versus Rashi and the Baal Amor. If it's a psol daraisa, maybe here too it's a problem daraisa. Or it's psol darabana, maybe not. But then he says, I don't think either way. I think it's okay based on both. Ubaniyusai, biniyusisha, tegena daiti note, tekiva de zerak tsuras mitos, shenasa lishkov algabav. Ubali defanas menatsad, there's no walls on the side, you just have a thing on top, but vadai, hanatia yosir, shena doma, lasoka takas a soka, rakmin durabanan, says, I don't think it's a problem, and therefore here, but tsurasu de midagabamita, the papachos, the asar tvachim, ena dome od yosir, lasoka takas a soka, I don't think it's a problem. And so if davar davar no tel lahakel lamaisa, and even if somebody is sleeping in the top bed, right? This is now chilek ches simin kuf mem gimel, where he added this in the 90s, 1991. This tshuva, I think, he says what I wrote earlier. He says even if somebody's sleeping, and even though there's an arch on air that seems to say on tomorrow's daven daf chaf aleph that a person could be like an ohel, and therefore just like an animal's an ohel, the stomach of the animal, as we'll get to. But he says I don't think that that's correct. He argues on the Arach HaShulchan, and therefore no matter what, even if somebody is sleeping in the top bed, I don't think it is a problem based on the Mishnah and Maseches Ahalos. And therefore, he says, no problem with sleeping in these beds. Ube'emezu pashas bishdaseinu, to sukkah, right? It's the pashas of the Mishnah, because they say, what did it say? If you sleep under a bed, right? The dana gamar rak mishash gova hamita. The only issue is the height of the mita. Avalomitam ha'adam ha'yashin ha'gabay mita, right? The Mishnah talks about, if somebody sleeps under a bed, it's going to be a problem or not a problem. What about if somebody is in the bed at the time? The Mishnah doesn't say a word about that. Pashas because it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference, and therefore la halacha einam ladina, the divrei aruch laner einam ladina, the adam lo chashav o la hafsik, and therefore it is all good, and it is mutter to sleep in this bunk bed again, as long as there aren't 10 tefachim between the bed, the bottom bed, and the top. If it is, that's more of an issue. It's more of an issue because it seems like if something is already 10 tefachim, so then it could be an ohel even if it's not made la ohel, but it's just made to what's on what's on top of the ohel. So that is a shiloh that one has to deal with. But again, if you measure, it could be that most bunk beds do not have that area in between. Okay, so this is about sleeping under a bed, sleeping under a table, and the bunk bed issue here. Based on the second parak, the first Mishnah in the second parak. Okay, we will stop here.